Michael Amico, Chief Scribe of Fight Kings, Dawson, Hopkins 2, the rematch. Both combatants are ready, they're primed, you know, and they're bouncing on their feet. The referees, Eddie Cotton, Dawson, white trunks, green trim, Hopkins, black trunks, yellow trim, B-Hop on it. A typical Hopkins fight, very cautious, an outfighter. You know, circling away from Dawson. Dawson is equally cautious. You know, these guys, they kind of like to counterpunch against each other, against their opponents. You know, and, you know, they take very little risks. But Dawson with a jab. You know, and he has green gloves. I think Dawson is a southpaw. That's right. He's a southpaw. So that accounts for the awkward angle of the shots that he lands against Hopkins. While Hopkins is circling and, you know, frenetic punches. And then he tries to hold but backs away. You know, but very elusive. Hopkins, very subtle movements. He circles around and out of Dawson's range. Dawson is taller. He has a longer reach, but it's not going to help him very much against a fast-moving Hopkins, who doesn't fight like a 45-year-old, or is it 47 years old? He tries to hold, but Dawson is not having any part of it. You know, he tries a jab, eats two punches by Hopkins. It's a very cautious fight. I think Dawson is jabbing, but he can't quite reach Hopkins. He tries a body shot out of range. He can't get to Hopkins. You know, Hopkins, as I've mentioned, is very cautious. He looks for you to make a mistake, and then he pounces. Same as the last fight, he fires a shot, and then he rushes in and holds Dawson. He rabbit punches, not rabbit punches, but he just, while they're clinching, he punches severally to Dawson's body. And Dawson pushes him off, and you know, they're kind of back to where they left off. And we're down to the last 10 seconds. You know, Dawson seemed to sense an opportunity to get enough balance Hopkins out of there, but the bell came in time. And there's round number one. What's your take about round number one, John?
Well, it was a typical Bernard Hopkins round. He's a defensive fighter. He's all about defense. He's all about counterpunching. He tries to get inside, get in a shot or two, and then he'll back up. It's a frustrating style. I think it's a frustrating style for opponents, especially even for fans. Of course, we're in his backyard here in Atlantic City, though. So
yes.
In the Philadelphia area, he's loved, but you know, people don't tend to embrace the defensive type of fighter, but you can't argue with success. This is a 47-year-old guy who's at the top of his game,
yeah.
And he's still able to do it, and that's because he's one of the great defensive fighters of all time.
That's exactly what all you need to know about Hopkins. He's a veteran. He's been in the game for about 25 years, former undisputed middleweight champion. Former light heavyweight champion. He's defending his titles against a young and hungry and rangy Chad Dawson. And Chad Dawson, I mean, Hopkins frustrates his opponents, but he has to rely on other tools in his boxing bag because he is 47 years old. If you want it, you have to go get it from Hopkins, and that's what Dawson should be doing. But he's a bit cautious, just like Hopkins. So it's gonna be a chess match, as opposed to a slugfest, like as we saw with Chaz Witherspoon and Seth Mitchell. Round number two. And the fans are a bit restive, so am I. Not much action. They're still... Hopkins landed a right hook against Dawson. The referee is Eddie Cotton, so you know he's not going to tolerate any holding. Another grab by Hopkins that had him thrown down in the last fight against Dawson. Dawson... It seems to want to apply the pressure. He's fainting. And he was trying to bang Hopkins against the ropes. But, a lot of energy but no action. They're back to circling, almost back in the center of the ring. Hopkins is circling away. Dawson is following him around. Wow, a miss by Hopkins. After a combination by Dawson. You know, but these the punch is being landed or the action is so far in between, I'm able to catch up with both combatants, unlike the Seth Mitchell Chaz Witherspoon fight. You know, they're 1-2 punches. You know, it's not a frenzy. It's a pot shotting. But the gap is being closed somewhat despite their cautious styles. But it's Hopkins backtracking. And he just launched his straight right or overhand right or whatever you want to call it. It caught Dawson kind of flush. And whenever Hopkins lands a punch and they're on the inside, he grabs Dawson, and we just close out round number two. Very difficult round to score. I really can't score this fight. It's very, very difficult to score. Round number two, we're heading into round number three. We have the two ringside girls. One is from Caesar's Palace, and one's from the Corona. Very pretty. Someday I'll take them home. I don't think I'll be able to take them home tonight, but a little color to the festivities here after the second round. We head into round number three.